Blog Talk Radio.
Then we just gonna talk them through this one. So all my soldiers in the streets, comrades behind that wall. The cold never transformed, nigga, you keep it tall. Though the law got a full court press in your resolve. What you expect from them cowards, we born guards. Battle scarred and war tested. We the perfectly imperfect, the most blessed. Most condemned with no pardons, but still marching. Execute the plan, no one man above a squadron. Rise sun up through the sand when the sky's dark. Serve that grade A plate and take the market. One eye shut, one lens upon a target. Your moves not your mouth dictate, just where your heart is. Hit them where they live, big bank over these beds. Freedom is power, my people, it's time to rid a mind of these demons who we all even. Take what's left of this life and give it new meaning. See, I just wanna build with my brothers, my brothers. I just wanna rise with my kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king. Building from a king to a king.
It's one love, one life. Under the all I see, we still breathing. Guess we here for some real reason. New generation, new guards that's have made it out the fall. Traded pack roams and four calls. We hustle hard and farewell to the yards. Incorporated the squad. Tatted minus the eight, we got reminders of them walls. Crime scenes minus the clues, won't preserve my freedom. Snakes setting these skin front like I need them. Knowing I only tried to lead them, only tried to feed them. Teach them how they feed they sales for the beast. Eat them, swallow them whole. In return, got a cold shoulder. Undeterred, these soldiers brawl, carry big boulders. Mama love, you left this world with a true soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Listen, you left the world with a real soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over.
Glory. Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king. Building from a king to a king.
I just wanna build with my brothers,
my brothers.
I just wanna rise with my kings,
my kings.
I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
Ventilated, we elated, got it isolated, not a minute later. Money generated, kind of renovated, and damn, things on the test like defibrillators. Demonstrated, we the innovators, you the emulators. Fucking imitators, stimulators, get eliminated, be disseminated. Super criminated, we authenticated up in this booth, yeah. And you feel like truth, eh? And your body looking good if I do say. I can look at all day with some juice, eh? Let me take my shot, let me shoot, eh? We can take some shots, get loose. Get in that cool, we can lose that roof. So true, hot, you can lose that too. Hands on your body, I could be your masseuse. Damn. And you know that I'm feeling you. I be all in my feelings when I'm feeling you. Said your ex never loved you, he pretended to. Let me take that job where the interview. Tell me what you're thinking lately. Mind be racing, losing patience, isolation, contemplation. Broke niggas wanna talk to you. Gotta find you a nigga worth conversation, huh? Let me step to the plate. Ain't the real man, they sorry for the way. Live in two cities, got multiple estates. If you're tired of a city, we can go and switch states. Let me what it's gonna be. Never saw love, how much you wanna see? Want real love, how much you want me? Feeling trapped for the night, when I'm going break free.
Baby, I was hoping you could say.
That you, little mama, come and get with me. For a little while, we could be the couple of the century. Kinda feeling like we was meant to be. Don't know what the suspense will be, especially if we hit the dispensary. What? Coming out with a good gray. Biscotti, your finger body, gelato. I know that you want some lemonade. We can smoke it over a discussion of money, cause I be one of them niggas that be helping to get women paid. I be the one in demand, now she be making bands. Look at the way that she dance, coming out of them pants. I'm in a fantasy when I be looking at her with a beautiful image. What it could be when I'm with her, when I'm in a Bentley and we be holding hands. On the heck of a mission, I got a method to get with her. When I hit her, I know it's extracurricular. Make her the CEO tie, just when you thought she was nice. I'ma be the one to put the animal into my
baby. I was hoping you can save me. I just wanna see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dare where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug pack. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fried hard, mouth sauce stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. 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 Y'all really thinking this sweet. 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 Oh. I'm from the east of the gold. From where your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy slatter a tissue. Yo, chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they walk in them shoes, better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. What you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street. Talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet. 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 Sweet.
Yo, yo, yo. Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Looking forward to this week. I want to thank Wine 100 for calling in Saturday over the weekend. He is an amazing artist, but I'm happy to have had him on the show. Today's episode. Today's fucking episode. Man. Lil Nas X. Pretty sure by now everybody's seen the video. Pretty sure by now everybody's seen the shoes. You know, everybody has their opinion. So tonight, I'm going to talk about that. I'm all for the gay community. Do what you want to do. Be gay, whatever, lesbian, trans, whatever. That's fine. That's cool. I just think that video was way just too much. Way too much, yo. I don't mind demonic scenes. I don't mind demonic stuff because, you know, we witness it every day when we watch movies and, you know, some music videos. But I feel like he took it just way too far. I understand premises of the video. It's pretty much, you know, saying, hey, I'm gay. And since I'm gay, according to the Bible, according to God, by me being gay, lesbian or whatever, you're going to send me to hell. I get that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that 100% to the utmost. But when you have a scene where you're dancing on the devil and you give him head and got it to where it's like he's fucking you and all this other shit, you know, that's kind of overboard. It's kind of overdoing it. I feel like that was just too much. Like, I understand you're making a statement, but you're going to have, like, children already watch a lot of shit that, you know, people do, rappers and whatever the fuck. But I just feel like it was way too much. People say, well, you know, I mean, with the kids, he got, you know, famous with the kids off of Old Town Road. But, I mean, yeah, he was never for the kids. I understand that. And it wasn't for hip-hop. I understand that as well. You know, but you do have to realize you do have kids watching this shit. And then some of these parents are like, oh, well, you know, put a parental, you know, block on the kids. Look, that's fine and dandy. Whatever you do in your household is fine. But I'm telling you this because of how everybody was growing up. You're going to have kids at your school expose you to a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? When your child gets out of your own household and goes to school, there's no telling what they pick up from other people at school. Point blank, period. You know, so all that parental blocking and all this other shit, that's fine and dandy, but you can't control what they do, what they pick up, and what they learn from other children at school, no matter what age they are. Because this is the age of technology. Most of these parents nowadays give their kids phones and tablets. So you're going to see that shit. Just as much as we're talking about it, children are going to see it and they're going to talk about it. And then it's like, now we have to explain but it's already enough that, you know, they're teaching the ABC community, they're teaching them shit in school. All right, cool. But when it comes to that, on that caliber, now we got to sit and really explain, well, what the fuck that is and what it all means and shit. We don't really understand fully because most of us, majority of the world is straight, so we can't really speak on it. You know what I'm saying? We can only see it and react. I feel like a lot of people have a problem with how we react to things, you know? I'm not going to sit and say I understand. I can only say I get some of the stuff on the video. You know what I'm saying? I get some of it. But in the same token, like I said, it was just too much. This is a tough topic to talk about because it's, I'm not going to say look that wrong, but, you know, some people look at it and in disgust. Some people have support behind it, which his fans will support it. The community will support it. But for us, it's like, damn, we can't support that. I'm not going to say I'm going to support it or I'm not supporting it or for it or against it. I get it, but it's just way too much. And then he came out with these, you know, the little demonic shoes. What did he call it? I don't remember what the fuck he called it. He called it blood shoes, the Satan Nike. It was a custom-made Air Max Nike that he came up with that had, quote-unquote, real blood in it, I guess, at the bottom of the shoe. People were tripping off of that. I don't mind the shoe, but Nike quickly responded. It was like, yo, we didn't have nothing to do with that. That was all him on his own. Okay, I get that. But I don't see why people are tripping over the shoe. The shoe was created to me. Like, I don't mind the shoe. I like it. You know, you have your God people. You have people who do worship the devil out here. Not saying that's what people are doing, that he's worshiping the devil or whatever, but he's embracing the fact that, you know, he's a part of the community. And in the eyes of the Christians, he's going to go to hell. But I think the people who really have a problem with it really are the Christians. And, you know, in Christianity, they have a problem with a lot of stuff, and they're going to continue to have a problem with stuff like this. So they're the ones who are really going to speak out on it and be against it. But it's just, for me, just, you know, it's creative. Like, the video was very creative. He just went overboard, in my opinion, to be relevant for people to talk about him because, I mean, to be honest, it's hard being the LGBTQ community and to be in the music business, that's hard. You know, it's tough being African-American, being black enough, then it's tough to be black and gay at that. You know what I'm saying? And it's tough to be black, gay, and in the music industry because there wasn't really room for that in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Now that it is, you know, I don't really know the percentage of, you know, the community who's a part of the industry, but it's there. I guess he wants people to embrace him, but that is kind of hard. At like, when I first saw it, I was like, yo, what the fuck, you know? But after talking to a bunch of people and getting their perspective on it, I kind of was a little lenient towards my first initial reaction. But with those type of reactions, you're going to get that first initial reaction. You know, it's like, yo, what the fuck? This is nasty. This is horrible. You know, it's really overboard. He really oversold himself to whomever. But, I mean, the industry is about breaking barriers, and I believe he's trying to break a barrier. This is not going to be accepted by everyone. And I hope he knows that, you know. So I hope he, you know, whatever reaction he was trying to get, he got it. You know what I'm saying? He got it. He got that You got it. But as far as a huge fan base, that shit went down. Not only that some people still don't accept the gay community, but the fact that you incorporated the devil in it, you know what I'm saying, and the stuff that you're doing to the devil or himself or another guy, whatever the case. People go look at that and be like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. It's a real tricky subject. It's very hard to really come across that shit. I want to take a quick commercial break and I'll share some more of my views on it because. Yeah, bro. Here's Polar Nation Cypher by Polar Nation and my boy V Trey. Here on OG Radio.
Trey! Puppy Lion. Run! Yeah! This is the Polar Nation Cypher. We have to get together. One time I just spit some cold shit. Y'all wanna taste? All my life I've been eating these rappers. Finished the bottle and drinking Minute Maid after. Killing these niggas, we seeing nothing but disaster. Nation.
Every word that I spit is a lyrical bullet from a lyrical pistol with a head trigger, Demi to pull it. But I'm sweet like annihilator. I'm sweet an hour later. Mess with my click and this puppy here annihilate ya. Wake up eye to eye with the same dude, a major. Puppy line, Polar Nation, yeah, my team major. And I run shit like a fucking major. Your life born, your life story is a one pager. So it's murder she wrote for you fake rappers. Sweet as can be, old birthday cake rappers. Hard to take you serious cause most of y'all joke rappers. Came by my style cause my punchline choke rappers. I'm the best now, ain't nobody after. Claiming you niggas gangsters, have you niggas actors. Claiming you better than me, I think you got it backwards. If I'm a motherfucking boss, then you a fucking bastard.
I spit bars like a Hershey factory. If you the best in this equation, where the fuck you factoring me? Actually, half these rappers gon' be mad at me when they realize the best is nowhere where my average be. I did the math, changed a couple different variables. It still came back as errors though. Your rap style is terrible, it's unbearable. You never be a match of me. If I'm the next casualty, then you the next casualty. I'm down to earth like my best fan's gravity. The only way I fuck up is fuck with no gravity. I stay charged like I'm running on batteries. It's mind over matter, so most matters don't matter to me. You niggas weak until you change my perception. You niggas living in a dream like Inception. I got one question. Who other than this nigga be Trey can win a battle when I using weapons?
Finna go off like lights at a fucking show. You ain't shit, bitch, nigga, you a fucking hoe. Yeah, I got flow and I'm fucking vicious. Of course I got skills, I'm a fucking tactician. I'm selfish, I love the score and I hate assistance. Keep you from your school, miss you from your damn attendance. Have niggas shoot you how you missing your appendix. You say you Superman, Lex Luthor, I got the kryptonite. My flow explosive like a barrel pack with some dynamite. My crew blast niggas like a fucking cannon fight. You a small big nigga, you a motherfucking megabyte. Snack ass rappers, y'all ain't feed my damn appetite. Allergic to the ground, so I'm always taking flight. Nigga, I'm official, murder your bitch and make you think she on her menstrual. Like Buck, we say fuck bitches, eat pickles. You try to block my shot, but you too little. I'm checking you Biggie Littles. I'm number one, and you somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, girls, they love me. moving. I can't stop thinking about you, yeah. Wanna have my cake and eat it too, yeah. True is, you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No, I wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No, I wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you. Let me show you I'm proof, yeah. No waiting, you can get it in the morning. Teach me, baby, yeah, you know I'm learning. I can't stop feeling on you, yeah. Wanna have my cake and eat it too, yeah. The truth is, you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No, I wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No, I wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you.
Yo, thinking out loud, and it's packed club and it's about to get wild. Model type chicks all around like clouds, taking off clothes like it's going out of style. Look up in the crowd, then I see her, body language talking, we don't even need words. Driving on the curves like I'm running on E, about to dive in, I ain't talking about the beach, I'm a beast, huh?
Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours, your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Just seems to end, but I'll take you high, higher than you've been. It ain't no question what you mean to me. Don't need to worry, you can lean on me. Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours. Your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours.
Tombstones in a reef. She never ceased to amaze. Body on point like I'm talking about a blade. She the type coming off like you talking about a fade. I ain't never in the phase, I just wanna feel love, like I'm in a maze that I can't leave from. Missing those days where we used to have fun. Girl like you, we can leave on the run. Yeah, smooth. In the bedroom, no rules. And I ain't tryna be rude, I can tell by your mood. All them clothes get removed, right?
Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Your body pressing against me. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Your body pressing against me.
Yo, it's your boy Radio L back on OG Radio here on Madness Monday. And we were talking about Lil Nas X. And I was just pretty much giving my little point of view. I, like I said, I don't fully understand, but I understand the fact of being a part of the community, the barriers that you were trying to break and the message that you were trying to, give. You gave off one hell of a message, my brother. You definitely gave off a hell of a message. But prepare for all of the backlash that you're going to get. You know, that's the tough thing about being an artist, that the backlash that you get when it comes to certain things. So, I mean, keep doing your thing, you know, but just be careful, man. Just really be careful out of it. A lot of people are not receptive of shit like that. Another thing I want to talk about, I want to get into sports. Let's talk about the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls, upon trade deadline last week, they made some very, very good trade deadline. We picked up Nikola Vucevic from Orlando. We picked up Javonte Green. We picked up Aminu from Orlando as well. Few little players, you know, and they look amazing. The Bulls now, to me, definitely have a better chance getting to the playoffs. Their lineup is sick. I'm watching them right now as they're playing Golden State, and they look good. You know, I knew the first game wasn't going to go the way it's playing. However, they came back for a 45-point deficit, so that says a lot, you know what I'm saying? But Vucevic is out here doing his thing. Our boy Jack is doing his thing. Now, I pray and hope that the Bulls, you know, give him a big money contract, because he said that he's committed to the Bulls and he loves the Bulls and he wants to come back next season. So I hope we make it happen. I hope we make Vucevic happen to stay. You know, so I really hope that the Bulls can get it together. The Bears didn't really, didn't really make any more noise. So I don't think they're going to trade up in the draft. They're still going to get a quarterback. I guess Foles is not going anywhere. I don't really know, but we'll see. Andy Dalton's still the quarterback, you know, whatever. But the Bulls are really looking, they're looking nice out here, man. You know, so I hope the Bulls go somewhere. It's looking promising for them, you know, for the second half of the season. So I hope, you know, everything's good. Another topic I want to get into is friendship. Friendship is a big part of everybody's everyday life. You meet somebody, you become friends, become best friends, and you start calling each other sister and brother and all that other shit. And, you know, their family becomes your family, your friend becomes their family, their kids become your nieces and nephews and vice versa. And I feel like as friends, as best friends, brothers, sisters, you should never allow anybody to come in between and break that bond. Anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. A husband, a wife, another friend, a mother, a daughter, or a fucking sister. Anybody. You know, you may not be blood, but to y'all, y'all blood. Blood is thicker than water. And you should not allow water to get in between blood and disturb the bond, because that water does not mix well with blood. Does not bond well. So I feel like the moment you allow somebody to fuck that up and let somebody come in between, that friendship is not genuine. It's not pure. It's very hard to find genuine friends, you know, find friends that care about you as much as you care about them. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely hard. Definitely hard to find friends like that. And if you're a person who will allow somebody to come in between, bro, the relationship will never be the same. It will never get back to the same stature as it was before. So, you know, for all those who got friends like that, you know, keep that shit 100, keep that shit solid. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the situation is, the circumstances, keep that shit 100, Joe, at all fucking time. Too short for the bullshit, as we see, as we know. Look how 2020 went from beginning to the end. We started off with the death of Kobe. We ended it with the death of King Von. So, you know, life is very short. Very, very short. Get your shit together, man. You know? I think it's tough because men don't really fall out like that. You know, like we could get into a physical fist fight and then literally 5 seconds later be like, all right, bro, you want to go hoop or you want to go eat? You know what I'm saying? What's up? That's what guys do. Women can hold grudges. So, you know, with women, it's a natural thing that they may not be cool for a long time because women, that's women, you know. But for guys, it's very tough to break a guy's bond. But if it is broken, it's like a devastating thing. Like if a woman cheats on a man, to us that's devastating because we don't really think that shit like that can happen. It hurts worse because in a relationship, most women expect men to fucking, the norm is you expect a man to fuck up and never the woman. So when a woman does it, it hurts. So like with men, if you know, as a man, you fall out with your boy and it's over a really stupid reason or a reason you can't control, it sucks and it hurts and it doesn't make sense. You know, but If you got friends out there, man, hold that shit down. Hold it together. Don't let no man, no woman come in between a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Hold yourself accountable for your own actions that you fuck up. A lot of people don't hold themselves accountable for a lot of things that happen. Like, if you're in a relationship and, you know, you have a little bit of a fallout with your significant other, don't look to the other person to say, well, it's because of you I act this way, or it's because of you this, that, and the third. No, hold yourself accountable as to why and the reason why you're acting. Let them know what makes you uncomfortable or why you feel the way you feel or did the things that you did. But don't go blaming anybody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves to play the fucking blame game. Don't blame anybody for shit. How you feel is how you feel. You know what I'm saying? No matter what that person may have done to you or have said, you know what I'm saying? Your action is your fucking action. I'm going to go to another commercial break. Because Radio Rail does what Radio Rail always do. He loves to eat while he's on the show. So I'm going to go grab me something to eat. You feel me? This is my boy Rock Smooth with THP here on OG Radio. It's your boy Radio Rail. Holla at me.
Oh, yeah. All right, you all, man. You know I like this one. You know I like this. Oh, I know y'all know I like this, and y'all gonna like this, too. All right, let's get it.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Let's get it.
Racing through the city, Tony Hawk, yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming non-stop to quiet haters. That's all my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. I hit the ground hard, stumble scarred up, then got back up. I know this life, but can't pass up my moment cause of bad blood. Wait, something's not adding up. Said you was working, I don't see how. Using them flows that you know from radio, boy, change up the sound. Now that I got your attention, I should just mention this man on a mission, but not for these mentions. I'm trying to make mentors cold like Mentos, bent 10 toes down, froze like ABO. Meaning I'm going crazy, but still getting smarter every day. How can you be? It's a quantum conundrum. I feel what I think and a shift just came. Changing the gravity, maybe reality. Like I seen stones that's throwing up forks, but that be actually how it be happening. Get the Rocky just snapped. Crackle pop, they rice crispy. Sweet, how you get on beats and do the same thing? You scared to bring change? I got the quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies for your membrane. Since it's about a dollar, it ain't about the knowledge, but I'm bringing both. I need a double. Switch up the approach for each opponent. To each his own, but I'm needing more. Kicking the door of a foe, we at war. Or you can sit back and hit a boy, there's no other choice. Yeah, I'm racing through the city, Tony Hawk. Yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming non-stop to quiet haters. That's all my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation. Racing through the city, Tony Hawk. Yeah, pro skater on the grind. I've been ramming non-stop to quiet haters. That's on my life, I'm bound to make it. Yeah, you know I'm patient. I get it right, that's 900 members in rotation.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Watch it cost 100. Who killed the game? They point to one, he probably done it. Two to the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga likes to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it cause these niggas keep on coming. You know my people gotta run it. brand new chain, you know this watch it cost 100. Who killed the game, they point to Wani, probably done it. To the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga like to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it cause these niggas keep on coming. I make the moves, I don't talk much. Behind the back, off the boards with the soft touch. I got a pass from my brother and his shot clutch. Hate to brag, but this bag ain't it all up. Niggas going through the dash for the bucks. Steam don't crash, got a duck. Running up this cash is a must. See these niggas, they be gassing them up, but the gas ain't enough. Cause on the road to your dreams, ain't no pit stops. Only tearing nightmares, look like Hitchcock. Getting better, never begging niggas flip-flop. I'm always grinding, nigga, never say my shit stop. See, I was off for a minute till it clicked. Running up these numbers, triple-double, no assist. Killing all you rappers, don't you end up on my list. Telling all you haters, go and get up off my dick. Little bitch, you know my people gotta run it. Brand new chain, you know this watch it cost 100. Who killed the game, they point to Wani, probably done it. To the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga like to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it cause these niggas keep on coming. You know my people gotta run it. Brand new chain, you know this watch it cost 100. Who killed the game, they point to Wani, probably done it. To the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga like to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it, cause these niggas keep on coming. I had a dream and some nightmares too. Close the door, open the screen, let some light get through. Put in work to get the green, that's all I can do. And shit, it might come true, a 9-to-5 won't do. Yeah, I've been winning, lost a time or two. New since the beginning, what these rhymes gon' do. I swear your little bitty rappers couldn't tie my shoes. Don't let me find my groove, cause if I go in my bag, ain't no telling what I probably pull back in my hand. Don't get too out of hand, I need my flowers in advance. Been chillin' every beat and I kill that shit again. Can't you see that one a motherfucking man? And you know I got the plan, nigga. Yeah, it's clear where I stand. Been crossing lines and standing, giving quotes for the fans. The more they try to fight it, the more soup of the sand. I'm just building on a brand, it's all part of the plan. They tell me why, you better talk to them. Cause they getting out of hand, you gotta walk through them. Look, I done split 100 for the dough. Before I'm giving up the flow, they gotta tell me what it costs to them. Yeah, they be acting different and it's strange. That's why my shit had never changed. Cause I'm out here stacking chips, we ain't the same. You ain't from my cloth, I goes, it's different for this game. Yeah, my people tell me why, you better talk to them. Cause they getting out of hand, you gotta walk through them. Look, I done spent 100 for the dough. Before I'm giving up the flow, they gotta tell me what it costs to them. They be acting different and it's strange. That's why my shit had never changed. Cause I'm out here stacking chips, we ain't the same. You ain't from my cloth, I goes, it's different for this game. Yeah, we gonna run it up. You know my people gotta run it. Brand new chain, you know this watch it cost 100. Who killed the game, they point to Wani, probably done it. To the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga like to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it cause these niggas keep on coming. You know my people gotta run it. Brand new chain, you know this watch it cost 100. Who killed the game, they point to Wani, probably done it. To the top and all these haters keep on gunning. Every race he always winning if he running. Yeah, you know that nigga like to run it. Got to the top, they think he made it all of a sudden. Don't ever stop it cause these niggas keep on coming.
And we are back here on OG Radio, support Radio Rail. That track right there was Running Up by Wani 100. For those who did tune in last over the weekend, that was him. And I am joined by my lovely producer, Mr. AK.
What's good? What's good, man?
Not much. Feeding my face as always.
That's a dang old thing. That's crazy. Always. How are you always on air and eating like this? That's damn near talent, shit.
Man, you know, I can never do a show without eating.
I guess that's your calling, man. We got to start doing like a what real eating segment or something. Like, you got to tell people what you're eating, and then we got to like plug the place or something. I don't know.
You're right, man. That's, you know what? Next week, what real eating.
Yeah. Yeah. definitely. Man, I know you were going to talk about this Lil Nas X situation, bro. I was like, man, look. I don't even know where to start it. It's just like that thing all up. Because first of all, I heard he came out with some shoes. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know Nike gave him a deal. That's just weird. Then I saw. So, okay, I wasn't trying to look for the video. Somebody like, I don't know if they sent it to me. They ain't tagged me, but somebody sent it to me or something like that. It was like a meme. And from the meme, I'm like, dude, what the heck is this? This is weird as heck. Why is the Lil Nas X sliding down a pole? I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to see this. Someone's like, no, it's a video. Go watch the video, bro. Everybody's talking about it. I'm like, nah, bro. If he's sliding down the pole, I don't even want to get into this. They're like, nah, bro, you right. Radio, bro, so you got to watch this. I'm like, you know what? You're right. So I watched the video, and it's just,
yep.
It's all over the place. I'm like, what? I mean, whoever his label is, they okay with it. Number one, because whatever label he's signed to, I know they had to watch the video before they let them release it. That's what happens when you sign to a deal. They you know right. what I'm saying? They look at it to see if there's any red flags. And if there ain't any red flags, okay, go ahead and do what you want to do. Now, I know people about to lose their mind, especially everybody, you know, everybody, man, but I think especially, like, people that go to church. I ain't going to just say one, right. Like whatever people believe in, just church-going people, we'll just say that. And it was a lot of flack from them, and they mad about it. And I like I said, to me, I don't know where to begin because it's so much stuff that's tolerated in the world, and there's so much stuff that's not tolerated in the world because my thing is y'all, like, outraged about this Lil Nas X situation. Like, it's blowing up. Like, I just got put on game to it. And then it's like I see other stuff that happens in the world, and it's just like somebody got to make something make sense because you can't be on one side of the fence about one situation but then have a totally different view about it just because of your stance on it. So it's almost like these people are just trying to be on the better side of right, not standing up for what they believe in or, you know what I'm saying, or they believe so, or how they view things. And it don't make no sense to me. But at the same time, so, it's like the world crazy enough already, so what's the, you know.
Right. So this is how it was broken down to me, which made me look at it a different light. Well, number one, Nike came out with their statement saying that they didn't endorse that shoe. They didn't create the shoe. That was something he did on his own, and it was custom made. So Nike had nothing to do with it. Tomorrow, okay. Well, to be honest, I don't really have nothing. I don't have a problem with the shoe. But, you know, that was kind of crazy. I did have a problem with the video initially because I'm like, yo, you kind of overdid it. But how somebody helped me understand it was, is like, hey, I am a Christian, but I'm also gay. Like the scene where he's going to heaven, but he got put down in hell because he's gay. So I'm like, well, I'm black, I'm a Christian, but I'm gay, so I'm going to hell. But I know I'm going to hell. So this is me saying, hey, y'all, I'm gay. And because of what we're doing, we're supposed to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that's how it was kind of brought to my attention. So I'm like, okay, well, I understand that. But when you get to slide down the pole the way you did and get to dancing on the devil and lap dances and all that shit, I'm like, a little too much.
And you, and that's the thing that I had a problem with. It's like so much stuff is being accepted. So much stuff is being pushed on to people. And so many people, a lot of people don't have problem with, you know, somebody coming out saying that, you know, I guess, as gay or, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, like the same sex, we just say that. Because I know, you know, the word gay is real offensive. So somebody that likes the same sex, you know what I'm saying, and in that situation, a lot of people nowadays understand it. We have more information on it. We, you know, it's more acceptable now. And, you know, it's, people, like I said, people on the fence about that because one side you got the Christians and everybody else like literally just shunning this man and anybody who likes the same sex. But on the other hand, we're told not to judge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. the only person that can judge is the man upstairs. So I think that's where people are confused at about this whole situation, because it's like, we got to accept them because we got to accept all God's creatures. But then it says we can't exactly. judge. But then somewhere in the Bible says that that's not right. So it's kind of like we getting confused by something that we're reading and we not getting the right information. But it's just like, what are we supposed to do? You just accept it and just keep it moving. Like, we accept it. We're just whatever it is, that's what y'all do. But it's like certain stuff is like, don't overdo it. We accept, you
exactly.
know, your preference and what you are. But when you over publicize and you try to like overdo it, and then you get mad at the flag that you finna get, it's like, no. Like, we respect
right.
your decision. We respect, you know, what you want to do with your life and who you want to do it with behind closed doors. That's cool. If you come out and y'all walking together, whatever, we respect it. Love is love. But it's certain things that's kind of like, all right, come on, bro. You got to reel that in. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if, you know,
right.
if it's somebody who is, you know, wants to be with a woman or is, you know, it's somebody that wants to be with the same sex or not. It's certain stuff that you don't do or don't say because it's more than just one person watching you. It's a million people watching you, a celebrity. It's like certain stuff. It's like, don't send the wrong message. We support what you're doing. But don't send the wrong, don't overdo it. Like, you trying to, like dumping on us. And, okay, we accept it, but then you trying to make us go a step further. Like, no, that's where the clash is. Because you try to make us go a step further, and we don't have to. We accept you exactly
right.
who you are, how you are, whatever it is you want to do, you go ahead and do that. But to over-publicize it and do certain things that you know is going to make people uncomfortable. It's just like you
right.
just pushing people buttons. And that's not respectful because we respect you, but you got to give us that same respect at the same time to let you know that,
right.
like, okay, we respect it, but we respect it, we cool with it, but it's like, don't overdo it. Now you're making us uncomfortable. Just like we make
right.
you uncomfortable, some stuff you do to us, yes, we do get uncomfortable. That don't mean we hate you. It's just like we're uncomfortable with that. Some people ain't ready for all that. Some people are like, hey, bro,
right.
whatever you do, if that's what you do with the crib, with your significant other, cool. But I don't think that's something that needs to be shown to the world. You know, that like whatever you know what I'm saying? It's cool, but don't overdo it. And I think he overdid it with the video and all the other stuff. Him coming out and saying what he said, ain't nobody care about that. That's cool. Okay, that's you. Do you. We respect you, bro. You people like you as long as you're making good music. It's cool. It's a lot of
right.
rappers or female rappers or, you know what I'm saying, that like the same sex and they cool. Everybody accept them because they don't overdo it, but they let you know this is who I am. And that's a respect thing.
Exactly.
Because they're not overdoing the situation. And this kind of ties into, I was watching my favorite podcast. Don't nobody take offense to this, but one of my new favorite podcasts next to the 85 South Show is I Am an Athlete with Brandon Marshall, Chad Ochocinco, Fred Taylor, and Chad Channing. They all ex-NFL football players. They all play in the league. And they have a black chef, too. So they basically tackle every conversation from football to sports
right.
to politics. I definitely encourage you, bro, to listen to this podcast because I'm stuck. But they had an episode on there with D Wade, and they was like, he called it no, you know, they like no filter, no, so they called it no layup. Like, bro, we gonna ask every question, and everybody know that, you know, his daughter Zaya got brought up, and he said, I have to be a father first, and to understand
right.
her. That don't mean that I don't accept her or I don't, you know, stuff like that. He was like, I had to understand it. Once he understood it, then he said, at the end of the day, regardless of how Zaya feels, that's still my child. So regardless of who anybody, and this is what made me feel like it was cool, because he was like, y'all don't see her posting on social media, doing other stuff. It's like, we not trying to hide her. We not trying to protect her. It's just she decides what she wants to speak and how she wants to speak.
Right.
And the way that they're going about their process is amazing because don't nobody think like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to give away right. the whole podcast, but I'm just saying it's a lot of points on what the Lil Nas X situation has to do with the Zaya situation because it's two different situations, but they were both handled in certain ways. The one that was very, very respectful, and the other one was, like, very, very, like, disrespectful because he even addressed, like, Bootsy and everybody who had something to say about, you know what I'm saying, how he was trying to raise Zaya. And my thing, like I said, like, we can't judge nobody. Only a man upstairs can judge somebody. And we are taught to love all God's creatures, regardless. So my thing
right.
is, if that's who you're going to be, that's who you're going to be. You know what I'm saying?
So I think cool. I think that was the purpose of the video. But I always said I question the Bible because it don't make sense. And I always use, you know, the gay community as an example that we're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to accept all, love mm-hmm. all. But
yeah.
at the same time, you can't be gay. So that goes against the grain. So I think the purpose of the video and the song is like, hey, Christian, guess what? Y'all going to judge me anyway, but y'all supposed to accept me. So I think he raised the awareness
mm-hmm.
of, hey, look at the Bible now. So back in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I get it. So I understood that part. But, yeah, like you said, he definitely overdid it. Like, he's a voice for the gay community because they don't
yeah.
have a voice. But, man, he kind of overdid it.
Yeah, and I just feel like he just went super overboard with that, man. And it's like, you know, it's like, come on, man. It's like certain stuff just, all right, bro, chill out. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
kind of that middle ground where people are like, okay, we accept you, bro, but when you go too far, it's like, yo, that's something that, you know, you ain't got to do all that, bro. We understand you. We get you. That's you. That's who you are. We gonna respect you on that. But then when you push
yeah,
the envelope
to
go too far, when it's unnecessary, like, that's unnecessary. You don't have to go that far. Like, you really acting out, man. Now you just,
yeah.
you know, you doing too much. I just say you doing too much. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, at the
right.
same time, it is what it is. People going to talk about this for a couple of days, and
mm-hmm. yeah, they'll be forgotten.
Right. Because it's kind of funny that the George Floyd case situation went down today, and one person
mm-hmm.
in my job was watching it, and I didn't even get to finish watching, so I don't even know what the verdict was and nothing like that. So if anybody know, please post it, say something, tell me, because I couldn't really
right.
watch it.
Yeah, you know, I feel like some people do stuff purposely to keep our minds distracted from other shit.
Right. I agree. I definitely agree. And
I totally
you know,
forgot about the case.
And I didn't. It's just I was trying to find where it was. You know where it was at. And I, you know, I'm waiting. You know, Facebook post everything. And then, like, finally, when I got off work, I synced it. Like, okay, I synced it, but I was still working on this TV show, and I kind of progressed in finishing some important parts of the show. And getting some
right.
good feedback from some people and getting some footage back from some people. But, like I said, I was going to call in earlier, but I definitely got some horrible news, man. Like, it just really, it shook me for a minute. It kind of still bothers me right now. My director of education, when I was at Illinois Media School, a guy by the name of Mike Jacobson was our director of education. I found out today, like a couple hours ago, that he passed away. I don't have the full details on it, but it just had me really in a mode to where I was just thinking about from like the first time I went to that school to like the first day of school to like the last day. And like, he was one of them guys who literally challenged me to do more. And I was thinking in my head, like, dude, what else could I do? I do OG radio,
right.
I do OG TV, I DJ, like, what else can I do? He was like, do more. I'm like, what else is there for me to do? And he would listen to, like, I was surprised. He would listen to my radio shows. He would watch my web TV shows, and he would be like, you can do more. He was like, man, dream big. What you really want? I'm like, man, I want it. I want this. I want that. I want to be able to do this. I want my own TV show. He's like, go get it. And I'm like, okay. Right. And, like, every day he challenged me to do more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just be in one box. Like, oh, I'm just going to focus on how to be a good radio personality, and that's it. It's like he was like, dude, you can get in front of a camera. Get in front of the camera. Dude, you can get behind the camera. You already know how to edit. Do everything. So when it comes time for you to do what you want to do, you're going to understand how to do everything. So when you get that big opportunity, you're not going to be scared of it. And now I understand what he was talking about, because, like I said, he left before we got ready to graduate, but he sent me a message to telling me, you know what I'm saying, how proud he was of our whole class and all the classes and everything that we've done. And like I said, it just, with just hearing that he passed away, man, it definitely did put a real damper on my day. And it's like you just come in contact with people, even though it was for a couple of months, like a year, year and a half, and like after I graduated, we still kept in contact even though he wasn't there. And he continuously, you know, I ain't gonna lie, put me on a lot of game about this industry that I'm still working to, you know, evolve in. And dude, it's like, you know what I'm saying, I just definitely wanted to say, you know what I'm saying, prayers and condolences out to his family, to the whole IMS staff, to my graduation class, man, because I know what he meant to us, man. So I ain't gonna lie, man, I'm definitely taking this one real hard, man. I'm trying to, like I said, man, do some stuff, you know, keep it moving, keep my head together, whatever like that. But man, it's just, this let me know, man, that life is very short, man. And like I say, man, just show people they love, give people they respect. I won't say give them they flowers, you know, we guys, get that respect, man. Let the people know, like, man, I care about you, man. Let the people know that you see what they're doing, you respect them. Because, man, you know, one of them days when people not going to be here, and you don't want to have them regrets. You're like, oh, I should have said this, I should have said that. Like, man, you're around people that you admire, that you respect, that you go hard for, man. Let the people know, man, you appreciate them. Like, for real. Like, I ain't even – that's just something that he just made me remember, like, because every time I saw this man, it was genuine. It was love. It was like he – like, when you could tell when somebody passionate about what they do, and he was one of those guys that was passionate about something, that he was already where I wanted to be. So he made me work harder, because he was like, man, if I can get to this point and I'm looking at what you do, you can definitely get to this point, man. So I definitely just wanted to share that with y'all, man, just to let y'all know, man, definitely, you know, whatever y'all dreams is, man, keep grinding, because, you know, it's going to be a hard road, but it's going to be worth it. And people like him is the reason why I've evolved to what I'm doing now and what I'm going to do in the future, man. So definitely rest in peace to Mike Jackson, man.
True that. Condolences. I definitely second that.
Yeah, brother. It's one of those situations, man. Just definitely had to get that.
Definitely.
And, yeah, so, yeah, I'm definitely going to be tuned in all this week for all the shows, man. Like I said, I'm definitely going to, I think being on the air is going to help me cope with it, so. I'll be calling in, hanging out, man. And like I said, it's one of them weeks. And, oh, yeah, man, I appreciate you for, you know, plugging the fish fry, man. I want everybody to know that my Robert Calprock Eagles, man, we made way over our goal for our football team. I just want to thank everybody who listened to OG Radio. I want to thank my host. I want to thank B-Trey. I want to thank you, Real. I want to thank Genesis, even though she's on vacation. But that's cool. But nah, man, I want to thank all the fans that support OG Radio, man, because a lot of people showed up because they listen to OG Radio, man. And I'm not saying it's just that, oh, it's because of OG Radio, but it's just because people are able to support an organization that gives back to the community and gives back to these kids and give these kids something. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, people know where Robin's at. They know who we're from. They know what's going on in Robin's. So it's like for this organization to be around for 30-plus years and for these kids to have something to where they can go to, they can be at, and they can learn something, and they can see positive people doing positive things, bro, I feel like that's important. That's the most important thing, man. So I'm going to get out of here, man. Y'all know what I said at the end of all my shows. Do what you love and love what you're doing. The rest, take care of yourself. Appreciate you, real. I'm up out of here.
All right, 100, man. Have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know, man. It's the end of the show. You know, condolences. And, you know, y'all got an earful from us. So catch me here tomorrow. Genesis should be back tomorrow. I believe should be back tomorrow. So definitely tune in tomorrow from 9 to 10 tomorrow night. I'm up out of here. So it's your boy, it's your favorite host of the Butter Toast Radio Rail, and I'll holler at y'all, man. Good night.